This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Aaron, your JPC and I would like to talk to you.
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Yeah, just come on in.
Hey.
Take your time.
Hey.
Am I in trouble?
I just want to start. You're not in trouble. JPC and I, we found riddles under your bed.
Those aren't mine.
Hey, no. You're not in trouble.
Aaron,
you're not in trouble.
It's fine. You know, your Adel and I actually, we did some riddles ourselves in our younger days.
Ew, what?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. La, 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 la.
No, sweetie, you should know about it. We did it was called a podcast back then. I think you know them as Brain Audio today, but they were quite fun to listen to. But we solved puzzles and riddles and lateral thinking problems, kind of.
Gross.
Well, no, it's beautiful.
I don't want to hear you two talking about it, though.
Okay, you are in trouble. Are you doing riddles while driving?
No, of course not. Okay. We learned about that in health class.
I want you're going to smoke the whole riddles. You're going to smoke the whole
riddles. We want to see you smoke the whole riddles in front of us.
And you're going to get so sick of riddles, you're never going to want to buy another book.
Yeah, you're going to give me an unhealthy relationship with riddles.
Well, it sounds like you already had one, okay? We'd rather you solve riddles at home than do it anywhere else. So go ahead and you know what? Actually, before you start smoking those, we brought in two professionals to help you with this. This is not like whatever that Chris Farley scene was. This is totally different. It's not going to be that. Aaron, nobody's going to fall through a table in a comical way.
Why would you even say that? I wasn't even expecting that.
Well, you have this big table in the middle of your room, and I know you always anticipate someone falling through it, but they're not going to, okay? Please welcome professional speakers, Jess McKenna and Zach Reno. Come on in here.
Well, hey there, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. Don't worry. Don't be scared.
Don't worry, Aaron.
Don't be scared.
Don't worry. Yeah, we just got out of a big van.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was recently parked down by the river.
Oh, boy.
Adel, you promised.
Aaron, don't be scared, okay? Listen, this might shock you, but Zach and I also used to dabble in lateral thinking riddles.
Ew.
We used to do riddles, number riddles, Sudoku.
Ken. Oh, we'd get a Ken book and we would, days would go by and we'd wake up and say, what happened?
They're getting so close to that table.
I know.
Hold on. let me go to your kitchen. You got any cereal boxes here? Sometimes cereal boxes have fun, easily accessible riddles on the back of them. Let me put some of these cereal boxes on this nice table you got right here.
Okay, he's in the bathroom. He's taking our medication.
We got Adderall. We got Dramamine.
Adel, get them to leave. I want them to leave.
I don't know how.
Now, also, Aaron, we were called here because you got some good people in your life and they're concerned. You know, they're concerned about you and your well-being. And we just don't want to see the same thing happen to you that happened to us. Living in a van, parked near a river.
Don't hike up your pants.
Just fall into the table. Just get this over with.
Well, we have to hike up our pants, Adel, because we ran out of money for smaller pants because of all the riddles.
I think Zach is going to do the table thing. He just did a ton of painkillers.
I slipped from the bathroom onto the table.
I'm going to my room.
That makes sense.
This is your room.
Now that we're done with the table thing, can you pay us now?
Yeah, no, here's pants, walking around pants money.
Thank
you. It's $50 each.
Thanks. Here
you
go. That's great.
Can we take one of these four cereals?
Yeah, I guess the Adderall.
I just need enough to go buy a cheeseburger from a friendly neighborhood samurai that sells cheeseburgers.
Huh, can you, it's still okay to go buy burgers there?
Honestly, it's not okay. At the time, it felt okay to buy cheeseburgers there.
Yeah.
These days, the samurai is almost certainly a white man, and it feels strange to buy cheeseburgers from him. The joke is solid that he sure. thinks you should buy cheeseburgers at any time during the day.
Yeah, but Zach, I think we can both agree it's very comfortable to say no fries, chips.
Yeah, no, I don't want fries, I want chips.
Exactly.
Yes, that's right.
And Aaron, come out of your room. These weren't professional speakers. These were, well, that sounds reductive. They are professionals, but they're professional comedians. Jess McKenna, Zach Reno, welcome to the show.
Woo! Wow, can you believe we were pretending to be two Chris Farleys that whole time?
I know. And then we did a really old reference to a perhaps even more niche old Saturday Night Live sketch from back in the day.
Yeah.
There are a lot of rumors on, I don't know how deep you are on Reddit, but there's a lot of rumors that Chris Farley was actually two David Spades in a suit. Mm,
that honestly tracks for me.
Yeah.
Which is why you only see them together.
Yeah, and what David Spade was right. two Rob Schneiders, correct?
Correct.
Right.
It's a nesting doll all the way down.
So what that would make one Chris Farley, how many Rob Schneiders?
Four Robs and a Chris.
And a Farley.
Two Schneiders and a Spade.
Welcome back to the podcast. We had you on. You were some of our first ever guests. You guessed it in person back in, I think it was like right before New Year's 2018, I want to say.
It was January 2nd, 2019.
Whoa.
That's when the episode came out. Yes, yes, yes. Whoa. So it's been a while. We're so happy to have you back. I got to say, at some point we started asking our guests this, and I don't think we ever asked you this since you were so early on. What is your relationship with puzzles, riddles, lateral thinking problems, escape rooms, crossword, Sudoku, any of that?
Well, I love Ken Ken. No.
I don't even know what that is. Is that the Danish cartoon with the dog?
Ken Ken is Sudoku, but it's like equation based.
Yeah.
So it's a very similar grid, but it's like use divide sign and then plus sign and one of the numbers will be there. You
oh,
know,
wow.
so like
okay.
it's similar math grid, but it's similar number grid as Sudoku, but it involves math. I like them. I don't know that I have a deep relationship with them, but I like puzzles. I like escape rooms, but I haven't done them in a really long time.
Yeah. Have you two ever done an escape room together?
Yes.
Only one time. And it was sort of horrifying for me because I came in late and it truly gave me like an anxiety attack.
This was a borderline work escape room. That's not quite accurate because it was like a writer's room and it was like a fun work thing, but it was like a work thing. And
there were like
also
a couple like executives there and it was like herding cats. And
there were also people that we did not know there. There were like four other people that just got put into our group.
And I had a really hard time parking and finding it. So I was like late. And so I was like, what's the conceit? And now I need to be in charge and we have to win.
I got to say that's a little wild to do. Any sort of escape room that's like team building or like a work outing, to me, it's wild to not book the whole room. But I guess it depends on the size.
This was
the size
pretty
needed.
Early in escape rooms. This was like 2015, 2016. Like it was, I don't think it was a known
option,
entity to enough of us for us to be like, well, there shouldn't be strangers in there.
Right.
This and is for me to be like. Escape rooms were regulated and safe. And now it's all. Biden came in and he fucking fixed all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That was before seatbelts and escape.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I did an escape room with just two other people or three other people in Palm Springs. That's, oh gosh, this might be like even too upsetting to talk about now, but it's Titanic themed. And if you don't make it out in time, you die.
It's okay. This episode is coming out 3 months ago, so you're totally covered.
Okay, great. Perfect.
That's interesting. So like it's an alt history Titanic one where maybe the Titanic doesn't sink?
No, it's just like, did you get to a lifeboat?
You escaped the Titanic.
You can't get out of your captain's quarters or you can't get out of your quarters to get to the lifeboats.
God.
And they literally pipe in like screams.
My idea for a Titanic escape room is better, because when you escape, the whole ship makes it.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. That's nice. But then you have the deaths of hundreds on your hands if you don't make it out. Yeah, sort of a big,
really
winner.
High stakes.
Big. It's big. I'm taking big swings with mine that I thought of just now.
Wait, did you get out of the room?
Me?
Did you get out? Yeah.
So we solved the whole room, and a bunch of us had grown up in SoCal high schools that don't have lockers, and the last thing was a combination lock, and truly we'd only ever had them for freshman year PE. So we were all like, oh, how do these work again? So we solved all the riddles, but none of us remembered how to do a combination lock. So we lost technically, even though that was the last step and we were doing it in time, but we were like,
you just didn't know the like spin three times to the
pass,
right, twice.
We were
to
all
the,
like, yeah. What is it? Like, we knew the code, but we were like, how's this working again? You have to go like all the way past the second. You know, kids who grew up with lockers, I feel like they have muscle memory where they're just like, it's
I had lockers, but I don't know that I could do it now if you asked me to.
And maybe you couldn't under the stress of screams.
Yeah.
I could have 20 minutes ago, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, my wife once asked me, she was like, what's your computer password? And I go, well, now that you asked me, we'll have to change it because I don't know and I'll never get it back. It's gone. It's gone for, yeah, so recovery email it is.
Zach, how about you?
There's a lot of word, like, look, I got into the Wordle fad. There's probably an app that y'all have played called Not Words, which is very good. Knotwords. No. A great game, a great little word game that I really like. Yeah, we did, my bachelor party had an escape room in it that was theater themed. I think there was also a wizard one, but that one was booked.
Is it like you're the stage manager and you have to get all the props back on the table?
I think there's like a ghost in the theater, if I recall, cool. And you like needed to get out. We did get out. It was good. It was fun.
We were pretty fucked up, so it's hard to remember.
Yeah, we were not. It was the absolute tamest bachelor party of all time. We probably like smelled like meat from Korean barbecue, and that was about it. It was a tame evening. I was probably home by like 11. And apart from that, you know, I love the idea of like a bridge troll riddle. That's like peak riddles to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, answer me these questions, three or whatever.
There was a time when Zach and I were both pretty obsessed with Spelling Bee, the other like New York Times word game. And I had to quit because it got to a point where I wouldn't get out of bed till I hit genius. And
you have to find a lot of words.
You have to find a lot.
Genius. Genius is literally all of them, isn't it? Or is
that
Queen
Bee?
No,
that's Queen Bee. But you have to like, you have to get like a high enough percentage of the words. And really, you should like do a little in the morning, maybe, and then maybe throughout the day, as you have a little time, like get a few more. Genius should be your goal by the end of the day. But I my obsession grew to the point where I was like, well, first things first, open up Spelling Bee. Well, can't close this loop till I get genius.
Got to prove I'm a genius to start the day.
That was an hour. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It does sound like one of those toxic male TikTokers of like, I don't get out of bed until I hit genius. Like, that sounds like one of their motivational sayings.
Dude, every day I wake up and I don't even take on the day until I hit genius mode. Now, lucky for me, I got that down to 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I had a great experience with that app because I never used it, but my wife would play it. And then when she got frustrated, she would like hand it to me and be like, you finish, and I'd hit like two words and then it would be genius, and I'm like, this game rules. Like, I get to hit genius, I never have to do anything, I have to think of two words, perfect.
All I wrote was toast and stoat. Now we're out.
It's like opening a jar that someone loosened for 25 minutes. You're like, oh, truly. I'm the strong one.
It was the best.
Well, this episode will of course be called Toast Stoat. There's no questioning that. JPC, you are, I believe, Old Man Puzzles today.
Yeah, so I have some riddles that have been sent in by listeners of the show. But then also, I not really a warm-up because this is not really a puzzle or a riddle or anything. But I had an idea for something, so I wrote it down. And then, I showed it to Mariah, and she said, well, it's not really a puzzle, but I think it's fun. So I was like, okay, so we're going to do that on the show first.
Oh, fun. Okay.
So
play a game that your wife humored you about.
Yeah, truly. And but guess what? Every time I host one of these, that's what we are doing. We are doing something that my wife was like, this is fine. So I was in a bookstore the other day, and I don't know how much you all read these, but does anyone here read celebrity memoirs?
I dabble.
I'm sure I have.
No.
I think I used to, and then anymore, if you're online, I think all the best bits are kind of posted online in promotion or anticipation mm-hmm. of the release.
Oh, yeah. I think it was that way with like the Prince Harry one, which was the most recent one. It was like clips of it were just everywhere, and it's like, well, you don't really need to read this. But so here's the way that the game will work. I'm going to give you the title of a celebrity memoir. So, for instance, I would say Spare, and then you would have to tell me whose celebrity memoir that would be.
Prince Harry.
Jess, you absolutely nailed it. It is Prince Harry.
I was going to say Dale Earnhardt Jr.
But if you don't get it, then I will give you some options to narrow it down. So for Prince Harry, right. Or for Spare, I would have said, is it A, a bowling ball, B, some ribs, or C, Prince Harry?
Mm.
Okay. This game scared me, and now I feel a little bit better about it. Yeah.
If you get it before you have your options, kudos to you, and you will get a point. But then it's first come, first serve after you have those options. Okay.
Great.
All right. So here's your first official.
I'm ready to
one.
Win.
We have to do this, Aaron. I'm counting on you to win this.
And I will.
Your first one is "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining." Whose celebrity memoir is that? Don't pee on my leg and
famous
tell me it's raining.
Famous
dogs.
Ooh. Is this like Mae West or someone? It feels
this
like it's going to be like a firecracker, like someone who had a lot of sayings.
This is a person who would say this. I think that this was like a line.
Is this Mel Brooks?
Ooh.
No, that's a great guess. It is not Mel Brooks.
Don Rickles.
Okay. I don't want to confuse you by saying that Mel Brooks was a great guess, but it's not Don Rickles. And it's not anyone similar to that, but that is a good guess.
Is it a fire Mel hydrant? Brooks?
Okay. Here are your options.
That's a great guess.
I'll give you three options. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Is that A, Wiz Khalifa, B, Andy Dick, or C, Judge Judy?
Oh, it's got to be Judge Judy.
Judge, none of the above.
That'll be Andy Dick.
Okay, Adel, you have 1 point. I heard you first.
Quirky sayings, yeah.
I think she does say, "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining." That feels like a Judge Judy thing to say, right?
That tracks.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your next one. Scrappy Little Nobody. Whose celebrity memoirs?
That's Andy Dick.
I might know this.
Little Nobody.
I think I know this.
Aaron, I feel like you do know this.
Yeah, that one, I've definitely heard of that one. It's like Judy Greer, but... Oh, no, I know. It's Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. It is Anna Kendrick. You absolutely got it correct. It is Anna Kendrick.
I saw it at an airport.
Jess, did you read that one?
No, I just know that I heard that title and I went, okay.
Yeah. Scrappy little
I don't think
nobody.
Anyone who plays Cinderella in Into the Woods gets to say, oh, me, a scrappy little nobody.
Scrappy little nobody. Who do you think that is? One of the most beautiful people in the world?
Yeah.
Has been working consistently since she was very young.
It's truly just not allowed to be a famous person. You're not a nobody.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Here we go. Your next one, number four. So it's one to one, Adel and Jess.
On Lost, I think it's Evangeline Lilly who played I forget her name.
Kate,
thank you so much. But I feel like in an interview, somebody was like, what is it like to be so beautiful, so perfect? And she goes, don't just assume I'm beautiful and perfect. In high school, I was called Mousy. And I was like, come on.
You don't know what an insult is. You've never had one thrown at you. In my book, Mousy Little Dream Girl.
Okay, let's not guess book titles, okay? That's really bad for the game,
Minnie
actually.
Mouse, Mouse.
Okay. Since I'm not going to know the celebrity, do you want me to guess preemptively what the title that you're about to say is?
Yes, please.
That's a fun game. Two games in one.
Now, Zach, are you saying that because you just don't think that you know celebrities?
That's a hunt. That's not a think. That's a no. I know that I don't know celebrities.
Is it names, faces, or both for you?
It's the names attached to the faces.
Got it. Mm. That's a big one for people, just in general.
Yeah.
Zach's fame blind.
All right. So your fourth one. Here you go. The title is Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing.
I think we have to solve for Big Terrible Thing and work backwards.
Yeah.
Is this like Oppenheimer?
Feels like me. To me, it's like a survivor, like a maybe a cancer survivor.
That was my thought too.
Oh, good call. Good call.
I will say, well, I don't know. That's quite, I can give you options. Would you like your options?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your three options: Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Is it Mark David Chapman, Osama bin Laden, or Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry.
Oh, it's Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Okay. So I did hear Jess first. So Jess is going to have to take that.
I know
point.
That
so
Jess said
points.
It first because she said it first even to me, and we're over on the internet. So it's got to.
I think friends is the operative word there.
Yeah.
Friends, lovers, and the big nice. Terrible thing. Yeah.
And it is about battling something.
Yeah. That was
Which
the one, by the way, that I saw.
Image on Raya?
That I saw in the bookstore that made me think, that's wild. That's a wild title. Number five, A Very Punchable Face.
Oh, Colin
I've seen
Jost.
This one.
Wow, Jess is running away with it.
Sorry, I don't know what this says about me.
You are clued into the celebrity zeitgeist.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm always seeing their books and going, why do you have a book?
And also, these people aren't writing these books, right? Like, no way they're writing these books.
They're, I mean, at max co-writing, you know, like someone's going through. Colin Jost, I imagine, wrote some, you know, a good amount or whatever, but.
I bet he wrote it on a typewriter.
Because he's a writer. Yeah. But the rest of these people I don't think are writers, so I don't necessarily know that. I don't even care if they wrote their own books, right? It's like, you're not a writer. It's fine.
I would like to see a quick scene.
Please.
Aaron, let's say that you are a publisher. Let's say, Aaron and Zach, you're publishers for Random House. And Jess, you're going to be a celebrity pitching a book, memoir, autobiography, whatever it is, who probably nobody really needs to or wants to hear from.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the meeting. And honestly, I wanted to come to you two first. I wanted to come here first, and I wanted to come to you two first.
Thank you so much. Can I ask you just a quick question? Just like vibe check in the room.
Sure.
Do you like the fun sort of like assortment of knickknacks we put on the desk?
Well, I would expect nothing less at Random House. It feels like it
That's
has a very
right.
random
exactly.
sensibility.
That's
yeah.
correct.
Summer
You're
from
at
garage
Random
sales.
House. You never
Summer
know. You never
thrift
know.
Stores.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like. That's why I actually feel like this is the best house or home for me.
And what makes
Unicorn.
A house a home?
Sorry, Unicorn. We're random.
We're random. Sometimes we just shout words. But what makes a house a home? I don't know. What's your book? Let's see if we can find a place for it. You know, on our mantle or in the middle of our bathroom floor.
Oh my gosh, that's a perfect place for a book because that's where a lot of people read, I've heard.
Sure, but we put it on the floor because we're random. Not even in like a thing on the side in a nice like magazine rack.
Can we ask you a quick question? And this is just sort of like a formality. Who are you?
Oh, it's been on the tip of my tongue. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa, so much for asking that question, but actually, who are you, though?
Oh, is this like a random little joke? This is a random little joke to pretend you don't know who I am. That's very funny. That's hilarious. That's very funny because two people in the lobby stopped me for photos. They stopped me for selfies and stopped me for ussies. So
they asked for you to take photos of them?
No, they asked me if I would take photos for them, for their family, because they were excited to be in this building. But I knew that really it was because they wanted to take a photo of me. As you know, I hosted one season on HGTV of a show called House. And it was...
Is there a question mark at the end of that show?
There is, yes.
Okay.
So, my name is Kelly Pipps, and I hosted House for one season on HGTV. And that's why I wanted to come here, because the ethos of our show was to come into spaces that weren't houses and say, but what if this was a house?
Okay.
And I gotta see a quick first episode, JPC and Jess co-hosting House?
Hi, welcome to another episode of House. I'm Kelly Pipps, and this is my ex-boyfriend,
Jerry Pepsi.
How are we going to put houses into places that houses don't go? Come along and see.
Okay, so we are here in an abandoned mine in West Virginia. Now,
not
I know what you're thinking.
Not abandoned.
This
we're
looks
this
dangerous
mine.
To be.
Not abandoned. Sorry. Bring the camera crew in here. This is an active mine. We're working in this mine right here.
And I was thinking, you know that song, okay. West Virginia, Take Me Home? That's why this is our first episode of House. Now, I was thinking for this mine, let's go with an open concept.
This is
can
not
we actually
safe.
Blow out this wall?
You need a hard
no.
hat to be down here.
Sorry.
This big,
yeah,
big
you can't
wall.
Blow out. No, this
hard
wall.
Hat,
this
blow
is supporting.
Out this wall.
No, stop pointing at walls, y'all. This is a mine. We canary? You can't blow out these
canary?
Walls. These are supporting.
Okay,
walls.
Now is that canary structural, or can we get rid of that canary saying canary?
Yeah, it's not structural.
Yeah, that canary has to go. It's terrible for the vibe in here.
See.
Oh, man.
Is Kelly Pips a real name?
Well, I was definitely just, it was almost Kelly Ripa. And
yes. I was like, that's a great stage name.
This is perfectly timed because yesterday I was trying to find, I went to the Discovery app and I was trying to find an HGTV show that I had watched on an airplane that I really enjoyed. And I went through their entire catalog, the HGTV catalog from A to Z, trying to find the name of this show. And I had a panic attack because all of the names of shows are truly like House, House on Top of the Hill, House in the in a near place water. Like the titles are
my
so
hill house, my water
home
bank
heart.
House.
Heart
lake
is where
house.
The home is.
Home and lake. Lake is where the home house. House, lake, hill.
Enlarged heart.
I thought that I was like, this is a joke. Someone set this up. There's no way that.
Did you
they
find it?
Like,
find
yeah,
it?
Whatever. Yes, it was at the very bottom. And it's called
Z House.
1, 2, 3 House.
Z House. Welcome to Z House. We will be building a house today.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3
I was
house.
Like, German house, house German.
JPC, I saw you take a little note to write, make a game out of house shows on Discovery app.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Aaron, you were saying?
I don't want to play that game. The name of the show is Why the Heck Did I Buy This House? But the heck... Sometimes the heck is all like wingdings or whatever that's called when it's a swear.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's actually called Why
heck.
The Fuck Did I Buy This House?
That's wow. a good title for a show, HGTV.
I would absolutely
Why the
watch
fuck
that.
Did I buy this house?
It's hosted by the Survivor winner of a season
Which
I
one?
Never watched. She's from 2012. Let me look it up.
I think that's in the era I wasn't watching. Yeah. But maybe I've...
Four winners?
Kim Spradlin?
Sure. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, you know what? I was just thinking Spradlin would be great for that show.
That is such a Spradlin show.
We need a Spradlin type.
Spradlin vehicle,
it's her and her husband.
Sure.
He has a mustache. He barely speaks.
I hate when they put fucking Spradlin type on the call sheet because you know you're going to get Spradlin.
Yeah. You're just going to get Spradlin. Spradlin works. They love
Spradlin
work.
Works. Okay, speaking of other games, we still have to finish this game,
yes.
Vegetables Before You Eat Your Dessert. We're on number 6, here we go, or 5, or it doesn't matter. Stories I Only Tell My Friends.
Well, this could
Gosh,
be
I feel
anybody.
Like it's another Friends cast member.
Oh, yeah.
I would be very mean if I did that.
For a second, I truly thought Vegetables Before Your Dessert was one of the titles, and I was positive it was Rene Redzepi from Noma, but that can't be right.
Stories I Only Tell My Friends.
That's got to be like a shock comic or something.
It's got to be a liar because they put him in a whole dang book.
Right, but I feel like that means they think everyone's their friend. So maybe they're like a talk show host, like a Ricky Lake or something.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
Richard
like
Lake.
Dennis Miller.
Like a Ricky Lake type. Do you want your options? Do you want your options?
Wait, before you get give the options, give us a category. Are they an athlete? Are they a politician?
Actor.
That narrows it down.
Male actor.
Movies or TV?
Stories I Only Tell My Friends. Both.
Rob Lowe?
It is Rob Lowe.
Holy shit.
Wow.
He's had like 7 memoirs.
Dude, so truly, some of these people have had a ton of fucking memoirs.
Yeah.
So many memoirs.
Is it just like a really like good ROI? Like it doesn't cost that much for someone to ghostwrite your book and it sells like pretty good if you're
And
Rob
then
Lowe.
They do the audiobook where they read it themselves and then it just like goes, you know?
Then it just
it puts
goes.
Them back in front of the nation, I guess. The only person who should have several memoirs and did is Carrie Fisher. Period.
And Carrie Fisher also, yes, she did have several memoirs. Okay, here's your next one. Finding Me.
Albert Brooks.
It is not Albert Brooks.
Caitlyn Jenner?
It is not Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner, by the way, multiple memoirs.
Yeah.
Nemo.
Is it Captain Nemo?
Zach is queuing in onto the answers that I would have written down, no, which Nemo is a different
fish,
game, but a very fun game.
Clownfish Nemo.
Do you want some options on this one?
Please.
Here are your options. Carmen Sandiego, Waldo, or Viola Davis?
Carmen Sandiego.
Waldo.
Viola Davis. I'll take the point.
Aaron got a point. You're on the board.
I do want to see, I'm so sorry. I do need to see another scene. This is going to be, why don't we have Zach and Aaron, and you two are on a date. Aaron, you are Carmen Sandiego, and Zach, you are Waldo.
Where'd you go? Hello?
Sorry. Thank you for meeting me in this candy cane factory.
Oh, my gosh.
I just like to take people on a date someplace that's busy and full of friends everywhere and men and women doing work of various kinds. Lots of steel girders going up and down.
Sorry.
Hey, watch out. We're making candy canes over here. Look out.
Hey, that guy's kind of dressed like me.
You don't realize this, but almost all candy canes are American-made in big factories just like this one.
Oh, wow. Sorry, am I making eye contact with you? I keep losing where you are.
No, I'm here, but as long as we're asking questions, are you an international criminal?
What? Me?
Just, you're wearing a big red trench coat and a big red hat, and also multiple giant world landmarks have gone missing lately.
Huh. Like what? Like Eiffel Tower?
Eiffel Tower is one of them. Pisa? Tower of Pisa is one of them. Mostly
Weird.
Towers.
Great Wall
Pyramid. What was the last one? Pyramid of Giza is gone. Uh-huh.
Huh.
And I just noticed you keep answering texts and just texting back, try a much bigger number. And it feels like a...
Sorry, like, I'm not... Statue of Liberty is worth more than that. This is an insulting offer.
Hey, Carl, can you bring some more peppermint oil over here?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, no, the big tub. The big tub of peppermint oil.
Okay, let me roll it on over.
Here's the thing. I have a very high demand job. I travel a lot for work, and I'm just looking for something easy and fun when I'm in town. It's really hard to, I don't know, connect with me and find me, and I don't expect that this is going to be what that is.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel the same way. I'm always going on dates and constantly getting stood up and then getting called the next day. And it's like, I was there. Where were you? I just couldn't find you.
Wait, sorry. I am literally looking at a dog with a red and white striped hat.
Yeah, happens a lot. Yeah, people keep telling me, Waldo, you need to not wear things that make you chameleon-esque blend into your surroundings around you. But it's all
that's
in my closet.
You think you do that on purpose, though?
I just have a capsule wardrobe of the same four or five things, and I sort of cycle through them.
Are you sure you don't want to feel invisible?
Wow, you know, I never thought about maybe.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry to do this. We had another death on the line. Carl tripped into the candy cane machine and got candy caned. So everybody has to clear out while OSHA comes in here.
So? It sounds like nothing can be done.
Look, I hated him too.
Oh, so she's been on a date and had to leave the factory. Got confused by a dog wearing a similar hat.
So when I said death.
Scene.
It's a kind of death.
Was it on PBS? Was Carmen Sandiego on PBS?
Mm.
What was that on? I'm looking at it.
That's a good question.
As far as I know, it was on Computer Game, and that's as much as I can remember.
Oh, you never watched the show? There's The Loot, The Warrant, and something.
The show was great.
Yeah, the show was very, very good.
This really made me realize I did not remember the premise that she stole things?
Yeah.
Stole, like...
Yeah. Landmarks.
Landmarks.
Like Machu Picchu.
Yeah. How's she doing that? That's
what's so great about it. She's like the world's greatest thief, Carmen Sandiego.
And I think in the Computer Game, you'd have to like solve problems to locate the landmarks too.
Correct, because it would send you to like three different countries and it would be like, yeah, the Acropolis is also gone, but that's actually not the problem you're trying to solve. And that's a red herring in this one.
I think the most brutal thing was there was like a map of Europe or something on the floor for the game show, and the contestants would have to like stand on they'd be like, go ahead and stand on Finland. And it's like, 15-year-olds don't know where Finland is or what Finland looks like. And it was just like this nail bite inducing moment of TV of like, this is too hard for kids.
Oh man, I wanted to be on a kid game show so bad. Like,
yeah, but specifically like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, but yeah. I would have
was that
taken,
your number one?
That would have been my number one. Would have been Legends for sure. But I also would have been on Guts, and Global I also would have been on.
Yeah.
Legends of the Hidden Temple is the one that if you were too slow, a guy grabs you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I for sure didn't want to get grabbed by that guy.
Unless you gave him a necklace and then he would leave you
I also liked Family Double Dare, where you could go through like the obstacle course of just goo and slime and you'd
and
like
a big nose.
And a big nose. A big get nose. The flag out of the end of the boogers. It was like so gross and good.
I think one of the reasons that one was more popular was because at no point in Family Double Dare did a big guy grab you. And I think for kids, it's like that's way better.
JPZ, I can't stress enough, the guy only grabs you if you're slow. And the puzzles are not hard, and it's baffling that it is taking these kids so long to put the monkey.
It's so stressful to know that a big guy is going to grab you if you're not fast enough.
Feet, stomach, head. Just remember that. Feet first, stomach,
feet go on the
head.
Bottom, feet go then on the stomach, bottom, then the stomach, head. That's how the statue and all sort of bipedal beings stack up.
You know who has feet, stomach, and head? A big guy, much clothes, JBC. Who's going to grab you.
And I have really bad news for you, JBC. There were actually multiple big guys.
Yeah.
They were guards. Yeah. And you didn't see those kids again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never. Olmec didn't
It was
talk
a Willy Wonka situation. they got galusted.
Sorry, we had a big guy grab all the blue barracudas, and so they're not in the game anymore. We're not going to talk about the blue barracudas anymore.
I did think as an adult, having loved like Nick Arcade, Wild and Crazy Kids, other game shows, I did always think that. For some reason, shaving a balloon would be a bigger part of adult life. Yeah. So many game shows were like, here's shaving cream on a balloon and you have to shave it without popping it. And I was like, this is something I gotta learn at some point.
Yeah.
Never came up.
Go ahead. What was Nick Arcade? I feel like that was the one I was trying to remember.
I was just thinking about it. There's like, you go into a video game. Yes. Of, right?
Yeah, that was the other one that was like, what a dream.
Yes. Hosted by the what's that guy's name? Michael something. It doesn't matter. Like the dad from Glee, maybe?
Jess, you grew up in California, though, right?
Yes.
So I feel like these shows, did they film in California? What was stopping you from being a kid?
That's a great question. What was stopping me? I think some of them filmed in Florida.
Florida.
Okay. A lot of them filmed at the Nick Studios in Orlando. And I think I was too young still. Like, I think they were like 11-year-olds and I was 8 or something. Like,
also, you knew you were more interested in scripted rather than reality.
Yeah, I didn't want to get like pigeonholed into like being known as a personality rather than a performer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's the real answer is that they were either in Florida and I was like slightly too young. Also, I feel like some of those would just get replayed on Nick. So there was this like illusion that they were still happy. But like Family Double Dare, I think had been done for years, but I was just watching like old Double Dare.
I also think the guy couldn't grab you if you weren't 12.
JBC, we're going to take a quick break. JBC, we're going to talk you through this. We'll be right back. And JBC will not be mentioning the guys from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
JBC, Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party. Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hi, Adeline and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace.
Ooh.
It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. It's like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adel loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go, pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry, I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full-body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now... He's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
All right, we're back. We have circled up with our legal team. I won't be talking about anything else that I shouldn't be talking about anymore for the rest of the episode.
Or a guy will grab you.
Aaron. We were out
unrelated to any property or trademark or network. Just a guy will grab you.
Just a real grabbing guy.
An agro grab?
I wish that they had that feature on game shows like Jeopardy. Be like, okay, you're getting pretty low on points, just so you know. -1200 means a guy grabs you.
Just like a daily double, which is just like, and this is the one where a guy grabs one.
It would be funny to have to answer trivia under like duress.
With a guy like.
Yeah.
With a guy creeping
just
towards
getting closer.
You.
Yeah. Like three steps closer.
Easter Island.
Okay. We're still playing this game. So this is your next one. I don't know what you know me from. Confessions of a co-star.
Jess already said it.
Yep.
Say
yep.
it. It's your point.
No, no. You knew.
Judy Greer.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You both could split the point. You get half a point each. Yes. Yay! You already said Judy Greer. Okay. Here's your next one. So that happened. A memoir.
Oh, boy.
So that happened.
So that happened. A
Is
memoir.
That David Spade?
It
sounds like someone sarcastic.
It feels like David Spade.
It feels like a reality star to me. It feels like...
Not a reality star. I'm going to say not a reality star.
Is that the one by the guy that lied about being in the Twin Towers during 9/11?
Whoa.
Is that a thing?
You're going to have to be more specific. Are you talking about what, Steve Ranzisi? Is that the guy's name? The guy from the league?
I think so, yeah.
No, it was not. It was not. Okay. This is not a Ranzisi. I wonder if Ranzisi wrote a memoir. It's insane to write a memoir when the thing that people know you from is lying about
that. Well, that's the vibe that I'm getting. Is this the title of like someone did a bad thing and this is them trying to like capitalize on it?
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't Brian Williams also do that where he was like, I was a nom and a chopper? And then they're like, Brian Williams was never close to Vietnam.
I think it was like Afghanistan. Yeah. I think it was like as
Afghanistan,
a reporter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I don't even know if this person did a bad thing.
Steve Bartman?
Are you ready for your... I can give you options. You want some options? So that happened, a memoir. Is it Mark David Chapman, Osama bin Laden, or John Cryer?
John Cryer. Osama bin Laden.
Got it again.
I just...
Is that like a famous line of his?
Did John Cryer do a bad thing, or was he just around Charlie Sheen for a while?
I think that's probably what it was, is that he's like he has teen fame, and then he gets to be on this mega sitcom that gets like imploded by Charlie Sheen's winning Tiger Blood phase.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's just bearing witness to these big moments. So I think he's like the Forrest Gump of people of that age, who's just like, well, I was there as the Brat Pack. I was also here during like this sitcom. I didn't do anything that wild, but I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Even before you said it, the speed with which the phrase tiger blood flew into my brain.
Same. Yeah.
I was like, oh, right. This was all any of us were talking about.
Winning.
For...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a I think whole it's movement. Fair for him to say, so that happened, because like he was really close to that.
Yeah.
I want to see a quick scene. So we're going to see a scene in an office. Adel, you're going to be playing a character whose name is Charlie Sean.
Okay.
And this is around the same time as the winning and the Tiger Blood stuff, and you are really trying to capitalize on that, even though it's just that you have a very similar name.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we need another volunteer to... you want to wait to hear what I
Boom,
say, Charlie?
Boom, baby.
I do. I want to know what...
Yeah, Charlie, why don't you let me say the rest of what... All
right. Yeah, go ahead.
We need
let
someone...
Say the whole thing, Charlie.
We need someone to meet the Bloomington team at the airport to greet them, to bring them back for the...
Oh, I live like 10 minutes away.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Happy to do it, yeah.
That'd be great, Cheryl.
My dad's Michael Sean.
Okay. Well, we don't need to know who your dad is, Charlie. We're having the big summit with all the branches, and I just wanted someone to greet the Bloomington team at the airport.
You're not the only one with a dad, Charlie.
Yeah, it bears repeating, you're not the only one with a dad.
Who's your dad? Hey, guy, who's your dad?
You never even met my dad, Charlie. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Gary, why are you sitting so far away from the rest of the table?
Because
you sound
Charlie
like
keep,
far.
Charlie
yeah, and Gary, keep, please.
Charlie keeps...
Language. This is a professional setting.
Sorry.
Yeah, and Gary, can I say, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. There's like a woman with a beehive hairdo, and she's talking to a cow in one panel. I don't get your work, man, okay? The far
Charlie,
side.
Charlie, you're going to have to unpack what you're talking about. Oh, you're making a farce about what he's doing?
Because his name
this is
Gary.
This is Gary Lawson, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not the cartoonist
Gary
Lawson.
Yeah. It's not the same. It's not the same, Charlie.
Okay.
All right. And Cheryl didn't go hike the PCT, okay? She's not Cheryl Strayed. She's Cheryl Stayed, okay?
Okay.
So stop assuming that we all have celebrity allegories. We're just focusing
Cheetah
on the
piss.
Big summit of all the branches. Bloomington's coming in, and I want to make a good impression.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw my t-shirt says Cheetah Piss. It's kind of my tiger blood.
Charlie, that's really inappropriate for The Office, and I would never let you greet Bloomington in that. Does anyone remember how good Bloomington did hosting last year? The pressure is on.
They're legends. We'll never live up to them.
Thank you so much for the ride to The Office. I cannot wait to see what you have for me today. I'm really excited about this.
We're just so excited to have you after you hosted us with such grace and warmth last year. Let me just go ahead and open the door to our office. Oh, no.
Hey,
Charlie,
baby.
Charlie, get down from there. Charlie, get down.
He's been up there with a bunch of teeth balloons, and he's just screaming, grinning over and over and over again.
Gary, get closer.
I have grinning. To be far away.
I also got a job offer from Random House, so if I don't get what
leave,
I want...
Then leave, Charlie.
I'm absolutely speechless.
David, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. This is nothing like the warm welcome and many charcuterie platters that you had for us last year.
This is wonderful.
What?
I see what you're doing here with the teeth balloons and the freak out and something that smells like... I'm gonna take a wild stab. Is that... Cougar piss?
Close.
How did cheetah you piss. Know? It's weird that you know.
It's cheetah piss. Have it.
How'd you get it, Charlie? Charlie, I hate giving into you at all, but how'd you get it?
Now, this other guy I hate. This guy you should fire. What's your name, Gary? Why are you so far away?
I can't get closer. I can't navigate through the hallway.
This guy almost cost you the whole fucking deal.
See?
My heart breaks for Gary.
He'll be fine.
Poor Gary.
Far away. He's just far away. Now I get it. Far side. Oh, boy. I had to say it out loud.
Yeah. I got it when you said it out loud just now. After you explained it to me.
That's how the best jokes work. Okay, here we go. We have two more. Behind the wand, the magic and mayhem of growing up a wizard.
Is that the guy, whoever played Draco Malfoy? Tom Felton?
Got one! Yeah! Two points. Yes,
how did
Tom
you
Felton.
Know?
I feel like I've seen it somewhere. I feel like I've seen it.
He also feels like the right level of one of them who would write a memoir. Like, I don't think...
Who would
I don't think
money, right? Yeah.
The main three. It would either be like him or the kids who play the twins.
Neville or something. Yeah, yes.
Neville, yeah.
I guess Neville's gonna work.
I don't know that I could have pulled the name Tom Felton, though. I don't think I ever knew that that guy's name was Tom Felton.
Yeah, me neither. I looked it up.
Not all.
Oh, can we do that? Can we just type in the name of the book and look it up?
Fuck.
Is this no rules just right over here?
No, I knew the name.
Open book test.
So.
Fine.
Wait, here's a trivia question, since I get to invent games too in the middle of it for everyone except for Jessica, who knows the answer to that. Which brand had at one point had the marketing, no rules, just right?
Oh, that's the Outback Steakhouse.
It is Outback Steakhouse. The question is, why is it Outback Steakhouse?
No. No rules, just right.
It's just to create, just like, right. What? What are you taught? You're a restaurant. What
please
are the
follow
rules?
The rules.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Yeah,
we reviewed that on our podcast, and I had a great time. I don't know if you guys have been to the Outback Steakhouse in Burbank recently. But
I have.
You have?
I have. Not recently, pre-pandemic, but I have.
It's great.
Is it Bloomin' Onion or Awesome Blossom? What do they have there?
They're Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, think about it for a second. Yeah, you know.
It's got to be Bloomin' Onion. And Awesome Blossom is Chili's, right?
That's right.
Correct. No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there was a study.
Has no onion
suck
derivative?
Off.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have no onion-based app that I'm aware of. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No famous one.
Jess, I got to hear about whatever this study was.
Oh, I think there was a bit of information that came out. Like, you know, when you have like the your parents have the news on in the background, and you're like, I guess that's a fact that'll now stay in my brain for forever. It was like, researchers have discovered that the Awesome Blossom is the worst food for you.
I remember
there was
that.
Like some sort of like perfect high fat, high calorie and no nutritional redemption that they were like, this is the worst food.
I want to say it was like 6,000 calories.
Yeah,
something.
It's something wild where it like
it's real
makes absolutely
high.
No sense for you to consume it. You'd be better having like a Snickers or a like piece of chocolate. Like there's nothing in it for you.
I heard, and I don't know if this is just amongst candy or for whatever category of food, but someone said Skittles are like, I don't know if it's like the worst for you, but it's like the worst thing you can put in your body that like won't leave, like yes. elements won't leave.
Or something. I heard
the hardest
Skittles,
for the hardest for your body
Skittles
to process.
That's reviewed, what it is. Yes,
Skittles are being reviewed to see if they qualify as food.
I'm gonna go. I wasn't ready for this much bad news all at once.
Are
this...
there people who think Skittles are food?
To be fair, Taste the Rainbow is an open-ended
yeah, but it's like gum. You're not supposed to swallow.
If I am hungry,
are you telling me
it
you're
in
chomping
my body,
on Skittles and then spitting
you're
them out?
Spitting out Skittles?
Are you using it
Skittles?
Like tobacco?
But not like in the street. I'm doing it in a trash can.
Sorry, can we see a scene where we're in a dugout of a baseball game? Yep.
Okay, guys, it's the bottom of the six. I need everyone to start getting really serious, okay?
You got it, coach.
I'm ready, coach. Put me in, coach.
Coach,
is that
you
red
got it.
Blood? Skittles?
No, they're red vines. We're chomping them and spitting them out.
Red vines, coach.
Red vines.
Mine's blood, coach. I'm doing those pink school erasers.
What the hell did I... Wait, what?
Okay, you know
those erasers?
The big ones.
Not the ones on the ends of the pencils, big, the chunky ones.
Yeah.
Big, chunky ones. Hey, Coach, I know I'm on deck. Do you mind if I run back in the locker room? I put a Charleston Chew in the freezer.
Oh, my God. All right. Actually, now's the time for this. I want to talk about our dentist bills. They are out of control.
Oh, Coach. Come on, Coach.
What's the plan? What's the point of being a little league team with excellent dental coverage if we're going to get yelled at for our dental bills?
Coach, I have a suggestion. I don't know if anyone hates this, but what if we all just stop going? Would that be? I'd be fine with that, honestly.
No, I can't do that, Timmy. I love my dentist. I always get a little parachute man when I go and be good. When I go and be good, I get a parachute man.
When I went and be good, I got a goldfish. And on the one hand, I was real excited about that. But now I got to take care of a goldfish.
You got a real goldfish, man. You must have be good.
I was pretty good.
Every time I go, I get, it's like a piece of paper, but I can write on it and then lift up a real thin sheet and it all resets and everything disappears, Coach. It all disappears.
That's good. That's good. Coach, please don't take these away from
us. Don't take this away, Coach, please.
When I go
might
to the
have
dentist,
to.
Coach, I tell them I have anxiety and they give you a Xanax. They write you a prescription for one Xanax.
Tim, should you be playing in our league still? I feel like you're older than us.
Tim, you have stubble.
Tim, are you supposed to be triple A?
But Tim, get me wrong. You're pitching solid 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, I just want to know because I want to get to know you. Please don't leave
everybody
this team.
Shut up about Tim. He's fine where he is. He's the reason why we keep winning. Yeah,
it's
coach,
Little
yeah,
League
coach.
And I'm under 4 feet. So that's, I should get to stay no matter what.
And he's the reason we have an Under Armour sponsorship. Thank you, Tim. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tim.
And Timmy technically has the least amount of cavities. Yeah, he's eating and chewing on things that aren't technically food. But all of you, Petey, how many cavities did you have the last time we went to the dentist?
16 plus 2.
Why are you saying it like that, Petey? Why are you saying it like that?
It was 16.
You said
teeth.
Not to say the number. You said not to say the number 18.
Yeah, you said don't ever say that. It reminds me of my ex. And also, two of them were on the same tooth, so I didn't know if they counted the same.
Dang.
My ex was a baseball player, and his number was 18, and he died.
I'm sorry, coach. But coach, I got so many parachute men for being good. I go be good, and I get 16 plus 2 cavities. I switch to red vines instead of Skittles, but the red vines, they still stick to my molars. Something awful, coach, even though I'm spitting them out all over this dugout. Careful, don't slip.
All right, I'm making a call right now. We're switching to chewing tobacco as a team.
And coach, if you tell them you can't swallow the pill, they'll give you gas.
I love you, Tim.
It doesn't have to just be Xanax.
Tim, will you be my dad?
Tim, you gotta go.
Well, Tim,
I'm hearing
kids.
It now.
Yeah, I got kids. I can't have more kids.
Scene.
I got child support up my ass. Okay.
Sorry.
Here's your last one. Here's your last one. And then, okay. Of course, in the last 5 minutes of the show, we will get to a riddle.
What's your relationship with riddles? Now to some memoirs.
Here's your last one.
Yes.
If you ask me, and of course you won't. And the "and of course you won't" is in parentheses.
If you ask me, and of course you won't. Is this like
Ken
Jennings?
If you ask me, and of course you won't. Wow, that's a that is a fun guess. It's not Ken Jennings.
Is it a game show host?
It is not a game show host. Although they've had a long career, I don't think they ever hosted a game show. If you ask me, and of course you won't.
So this almost sounds like, what was the one OJ made? Was like,
If I did it.
This kind of sounds like this. Is it? Did Mark David Chapman actually write a book? This might be like a trick to save till the end. Is it Mark David Chapman?
I think he wrote Catcher in the Rye, or I may have just skimmed the Wikipedia article.
All right, I'm ready for options, I think.
Okay, here are your options. Mark David Chapman, O.J. Simpson, or Betty White.
Betty White.
Aaron, it's Betty White. I'm doing the math here. I don't think anyone had a chance of winning besides Jess.
Fair enough. But you got it.
You got it absolutely correct, Aaron.
That's sweet, Betty White. But I feel like a bunch of people want to ask her.
Everyone wanted to ask her. That's a weird title for Betty White.
I don't get that title for Betty White.
Her title should have just been like, yep, I love you too. Or like,
back in St. Olaf.
Yeah. Or like White Noise with Betty White.
Yeah.
Or like noise. Scrappy Little or like, Nobody.
Or
yeah,
like, Betty,
she
you
can
love
say
me,
Scrappy
White?
Little Nobody with an ironic photo, and I'll be like, funny, Betty, you're in on it.
Yeah. I think Zach is on the right track because so many of these celebrities did have like little pun-based names to their memoirs, but they were unfortunately ones that just gave away who they were.
Sure.
Okay.
Just in case nobody heard it, I believe Zach said, what was it? Betty, I know you love me, White?
I Betty, you love me, White?
Yeah.
I like Betty, you love me, White is very good.
That's what I called it.
We have to get this. We have to get this riddle. This is from Jake in South San Francisco. South San Francisco. Go ahead and give us the cardinal direction if you're from a big city. Because it's like, we need.
It's nice.
We need to narrow it down. Jake, writing this email, of course, in 2018, says that they're a fan. Hope you're still a fan. Jake, a treasure buried when you're born, soon dug up and daily worn. 10 years later, sell the store, wait a while and dig up more. Worthless beads if carefully stored, the price of diamonds if ignored. Passed along to sons and daughters, hers are her father's and his mother's. Ancient heirlooms carved from bone, a tool, a jewel, a hammer stone. What am I?
Birth certificate.
I gotta be
Aaron,
honest.
Aaron, it is birth certificate.
What?
That is all the time we
have. Whoa.
No. How did you do that?
It's not birth certificate.
He's being an asshole.
Whoa.
I was gonna say, I think I blacked out after I heard buried.
Yeah, what's weird about
that? First word.
Eyes?
Eyes is not the correct answer.
Jeans?
And I'll say that. I love jeans. I love the jeans because hers are her father's and his mother's.
Yeah.
I family wish I could fit in my mom's jeans.
Are we allowed to hear it again?
Yes, you are allowed to hear it again.
Is the audience listening allowed to hear it again, or are you going to bleep this whole thing?
This will be bleeped for them, or everyone will have to just hit that 15-second skip button. So yeah, they will not be able to hear this, but here it is. A treasure buried when you're born, soon dug up and daily worn. 10 years later, sell the store, wait a while and dig up more. Worthless beads if carefully stored, the price of diamonds if ignored. Passed along to sons and daughters, hers are her father's and his mother's. Ancient heirlooms carved from bone, a tool, a jewel, a hammer stone.
Teeth.
It is teeth.
Wow.
I love that. Thank you so much, Jake from South San Francisco. I honestly have a bunch of riddles prepared, but I picked that one because I was like, hey, we were just talking about teeth.
That makes sense. I collect my dad's teeth. So I should have gotten that like way faster.
Like baseball cards, right?
Do we know, is that how the genetics behind teeth work? Do you have you get your mother's teeth?
No, I think that just happened to be what they got.
Yeah, okay. I think we could do the little square of the genes and stuff, but also I think you can have like a mixture, like you can get your father's shape, but your mother's like spacing.
Ooh.
And if you wait a while,
real?
And sell the
That's
store.
Like an example. I mean, like you can get like the palate part can be from one, you know, like so your smile won't necessarily be identical to a parent.
And you can dig them up 10 years later or whenever you want.
Like, I think I
have teeth anytime.
I feel like I have my mom's shape, but my dad's softness. I really have had a shit ton of cavities.
Did you really get parachute man every time you went?
If I be good.
So not Tyler, every time.
Tell us your biography. Why don't we go around, starting with just, let us know if there's anything you would like to plug or promote, and also let us know the name of your autobiography.
So Zach and I have like sunsetted our weekly release of our podcast off book, but hey, if you haven't heard of it yet, there's 300 of them. And you should check out Dropout TV, where we have a musical improv show called Play It By Ear. New episodes out every other Tuesday. I think upon your listen, maybe there's three out. Get that little subscription. Check it out. Dropout's got great content through and through, and we're super proud to be there.
I think I get a text once a week from a friend being like, have you heard of Dropout? You should get a subscription. And I'm like, I got to check this out at some point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, try it out. Do give yourself like a little month and binge some stuff, but they make really, there's a lot of really fun stuff with a lot of people that you know and some people you don't. And it's they just invented their own TV channel, essentially. They're just a mini streamer making content for the fans and just in a feedback loop that's a little bit more like, great, we actually know what they like and we make more of it.
Outstanding.
Great.
No, thank you. I'll stick to Netflix where I can watch stuff that I hate.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Is this cake equivalent on Dropout?
There's no cake equivalent yet, but I should pitch that to them that they need to get into the cooking space.
Everyone needs their cake show.
Yeah.
Zach, anything you'd like to plug or promote?
Yeah, exactly what Jessica just said. Our podcast main feed off book, by the time you are listening to this, I think it's all out, so you can listen to it there. But now what we're doing on that feed is we are slowly beginning the development of a whole musical. So if you want to join us on that journey, now actually Whoa. Is a great time to jump in.
Hell yeah.
Something that Jess and I do professionally and are now sort of like documenting the process of. So that's what Off Book Podcast is at this point, and it's a fun, new, and exciting time, starting with an absolutely insane thing. Yeah.
That's so
Congrats,
cool.
Congrats, that's amazing. Okay.
Every listener of this show's ears just perked up.
Aaron, anything to plug or promote?
I want to plug their new show on Dropout, because clips of it have been popping up on my TikTok. My algorithm really knows how much I love you guys. And
thanks,
I've been
algorithm.
So blown away by it. It looks so good.
Thank you. That's great. That's a great way to like sample if you like the vibe of Dropout in general. That's really sweet. Thank you.
And then also check out Sitcom D&D if you haven't yet. Our season ends this week, I think, or next week. So a good time to jump in, I think. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, a few quick things. One, I finally saw Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. What an incredible feat of cinema making. That was just outstanding. Can't wait to watch it again. Also, one of my favorite things I've ever seen is an immersive show called The Burnt City, put on by Punch Drunk Theater. We went to Sleep No More at some point, right?
You went with
I was there.
Yeah, not me.
Yes. But it's, yeah, same company, same concept. It's a huge warehouse full of spaces and Greek mythology and all these theatrical amazing moments. It's about to close in September, so please check out The Burnt City if you haven't already. It's one of my favorite things I've ever experienced. It's in London. And then the last thing I'll plug is I had a whirlwind trip to New York City where I saw a few musicals, and I would recommend Kimberly Akimbo was really outstanding, Parade. And then Aaron and I saw Josh Groban in Sweeney Todd, and I would recommend that as well. And Annalee
Ashford.
Ashford gave one of the best performances I've ever seen someone give in terms of physical comedy and what she did with her voice, and yeah, just fantastic. So check out those shows if you are in New York.
Love that.
JPC, anything to plug or promote?
Look, I got to read a 5-star review written by one of our listeners. If you want to get your 5-star review featured on the show, just like, you know, leave one and then maybe I find it and maybe I read it. And as an example, today I'm going to read Asaford. They wrote, I love podcasts. Podcasts are a great form of entertainment. They're little audio stories fed directly into your ears whenever you want them. Some are funny, some are dramatic, and some are neither. My favorite podcast is Drink In, Geek Out, where four friends review craft beer and talk about the things they love. This is the first person who plugged a different podcast in the review, but guess what? Huh. It's all fair, baby. It's all fair play. So if you want to do that, I guess do it. And maybe check out that podcast that I won't say again. Casey says, I honestly don't think it's the first. All right, well, stale idea, Asafor, and someone beat you to it.
Get in Hey Riddle Riddle's reviews and tell a 5-star review for your favorite other podcast. Get in there.
Yeah, or yeah, other than the show, or as long as you get those 5 stars.
5 stars? You can leave a 5-star review of anything in there.
You can plug your own podcast.
Say, yeah.
Tell me your favorite episode of Off Book in the Hey Riddle Riddle iTunes reviews, please.
Yes, my gosh. And Aaron, I got your advanced copy of your memoirs, which I really loved. Would you mind sharing the title with the world?
Yes, it is Scrappy Little Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Hey, Riddle Riddle. Created by Adil Rafai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music.
The guys grab you.
The guy couldn't grab you.
How? I can't even remember. Did they like violently grab you? Like,
They made it seem that way. They kind of like bear hug you and
they just like put their arms, but they were so much bigger.
But I feel like they maybe told the kids to sell it, you know, because the kids are like,
and they sort of like drag you off screen.
It's funny.
Also such a little kid, like sensory memory is being afraid of that part specifically.
I think I was more afraid of Olmec. Olmec to me was terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh no, I liked Olmec.
Olmec didn't bother me because he couldn't grab you. he couldn't touch you at all. He was a face on a wall. Hey there, cosmonauts and astronauts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The Clue Crew goes to outer space. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or you can do that 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.